Well, as it happens, the topic of the pool party this week has been none other than little Shoopy.
Yay.
He's taking his Cal Ripken Jr. victory lap.
Yes. And we are remembering great little Shoopy moments because he won't be with us when we roll back in here after this weekend.
No.
Hard to fathom.
Tomorrow night, we celebrate the end of Shoopy's life, where we will finally put him down at 7 p.m. He will be out there with us at Scruffy Duffy's, and we will be there throughout the evening. So, please, you already made the announcement on Twitter, didn't you, Mick Gruber?
Yes.
Of course he did.
Okay. So, whoever wants to come say goodbye, please come out there. We'll be out there for a while.
Yeah, and I think I'll be getting out there probably around 5 or 5:30. They're actually letting me out after E-News.
Oh, good.
To meet y'all up there.
That's so sweet of management.
Yay.
To allow you to come out there.
To your own party.
Yeah, yeah.
So courteous.
Yeah, otherwise you'd have to party at the station while we partied out there without you. So yesterday we talked about, we played some of the best of Shoopy. We also described your incredible, not only comedic timing, but just timing on that board in general. Doesn't always have to be funny. It's not about funny, Mike. It's about entertainment. You see that? You see where I'm coming from?
No. Everything's got
to
be funny.
That's what I was told when I started working there. You don't always have to be funny. So, we played one particular drop where we thought it was the best of all time, in which Mike was telling a story about his mother-in-law, and Groobs dropped in the stupid bitch drop. And then we played the sequence of events that transpired at training camp that got us kicked out because he played some pretty bad drops.
He played stupid bitch.
Yes.
He played stupid bitch drops.
That happened.
Yeah. To Alex Gordon's wife. So there is one thing.
Hear it.
There is one thing, though, that we left out to kind of.
As far as good timing?
Yeah, as far as exacerbating the good timingness.
Well, this didn't happen on our show.
Yeah, it happened on Bob and Dan's show, and it happened with Bob and Mia Hamm.
Yeah, and this was within about a month of my time starting with Bad Radio.
Like, are you serious?
I swear. Like, I think what happened was when back when Psycho Day was on the board for Bad Radio, they tried doing a similar setup where if Bob left a long enough pause playing that drop, and you know they just didn't have that chance. So Dan, before the interview, kind of pulled me aside and said, hey, if you have a chance, play this Bob drop whenever
Boy.
He starts asking a question and if he leaves you a little space.
Did you ever have an opening for it? Now,
let's see.
This is with soccer great Mia Hamm. Perhaps, at the time at least, Mia Hamm was the female athlete du jour. And she had just married Nomar Garcia-Parra, I believe. And
she was doing a ton of TV commercials.
Dude, she was huge.
Yep.
Huge, and Groobs dropped this beaut in on her.
We got Mia Hamm with us here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. I wanted to ask you a serious question. It's not really serious, but it's the idea of your impact on sports with regards to causes. I mean, we see all the little girls here who feel you're a major hero to them and so forth. But also, we got the soccer cause. So I'm almost wondering, can I stick my tongue down your throat? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm wondering which cause.
And again,
I was clearly wondering, can I stick my tongue down your throat?
I love the reactions from all three of them. Bob immediately says, stop it. Dan giggles, and then Mia Hamm is kind of like, what just happened?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can I stick my tongue down your throat?
That was awesome.
Oh, such a beautiful day. Oh.
You're so good.
Man.
You're so talented.
It's really incredible what I can do.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do.
Now, we also like to piece together funny things. We like to take drops that are completely out of context.
Well, hang on. We've got two things.
Okay.
Okay, let's do this one first. Let's do the one where you hijacked an entire segment with drops.
This was probably my greatest run of drops strung together. This lasts about 3.5 minutes, but I think it's all worth playing.
Okay.
Guys watch True Blood, too, because it's kind of gory, vampiric, but at the same time...
And there's naked girls in it.
Yeah, at the
we'll
same time...
What was that, Paulie?
With baked potatoes.
With baked potatoes?
Yes.
Is that when they were at Buckingham's?
They were at the hotel trying to order steaks and two-fifths of Glenlivet, and Paulie goes, with baked potatoes. And then they were quickly instructed to go to Buckingham's where they
Sir
could...
Sir Spears, you're all set. Two king rooms, one night, checking out tomorrow. 6 to 10, we offer a complimentary buffet breakfast in the courtesy room off the lobby. Sign there, please.
You have a room service and a two-fifths of Glenlivet?
I apologize, sir. We don't serve bottles. There is a minibar in the room, however.
All right, a couple of steaks, sir. With baked potatoes.
Wraps and salads only after 11. Buckingham's is still open, though. You could get some nachos.
Oh, what a slap in the face to these guys, man.
Only salads and wraps after... A
couple of steaks with baked potatoes.
With baked potatoes.
God, I missed that show.
So awesome. Paulie's eyes get all big and he points
with
at him.
Potatoes.
With baked potatoes.
With baked potatoes.
Did you miss that show?
Oh, man. They remember a time when... Getting something like that done at that time of the night was no problem.
Old school, man.
A couple of steaks.
Yeah.
Were they checking in?
What, wraps and salads?
They were checking in at 12:30 or something. A couple of steaks.
With baked potatoes.
With baked potatoes.
I want to start over and watching that damn thing from the beginning.
True Blood has a ways to go to catch the...
God, I'm glad Grooves is back.
He's been back.
I know, but he's really making a statement today.
Oh, okay. HBO has a series now whose numbers are, again, in the upper echelon of the cable rankings. The premiere will finish in the top 20 on cable for the week, which is big for HBO. Because, again... You get cable. People get basic cable. That's part of their package, but you have to pay extra for HBO.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very special when you can have a top 20 program on cable where you have to actually pay for it. It's not like it's on ESPN or TNT or something like that.
Where can we find the cable ratings for a given week if one wanted to?
Fellatio.com.
Oh my God.
I like steak.
With baked potatoes.
There we go.
All right, Groobs wins. Let's go.
God, he does.
I can't. You're already langing me right now. I have no defense.
Great success.
I would love to come back at you, but your computer is too powerful.
Do you have anything else?
No.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him. He's hijacked the show.
There's a booger on this table. Gross,
Mark,
dude.
Mark.
God.
Well, whose is it? Yours?
No, it's not mine. It's Sturm's.
I found a booger.
He left it there.
It's all we have left. Freaking booger.
4:53 on the ticket.
Man.
Oh, God.
That one felt pretty good.
So ridiculous.
And then we have the out-of-context montage that we need to play. Set this up, groupers.
This is basically a string of five times where I had y'all guess what might have been in Norm's underwear and maybe the name of Mike's Ding Ding also. So here we go.
On the ticket. With friends.
Horrible thing.
What was that, Mike?
I know.
Go ahead, Mike.
Mike has an idea.
I have a name for my penis.
What is it, Mike?
100 pounds of sausage.
Wow. I'm interested.
God, you need a rascal in the worst way, don't you?
Yeah.
That is genius. Difficult for you to walk.
So they are now a sport unto themselves.
Yes.
If we're to believe this.
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Norm.
Guess what I have in my underwear.
I don't know, Norm, what?
Frito's vibrator?
You know what? That doesn't sound edited
at all. Not
at all.
They said it during the show today.
Yeah, I mean,
play that one more time.
Please, guess what I have in my underwear.
His cadence has gotten really poor lately.
I know.
That is so cheap.
Poor.
Did you hear that crazy George DeJohn thing that he opened the show with?
No.
Play that for Corby.
Hi, this is George DeJohn. What is your goal for this summer? Bigger?
Panties.
Bigger?
Balls.
Bigger?
Breasts.
You have to wet it first.
Have you ever thought about it?
7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
Well, it's always nice to see you. I wish you'd drop by a little bit more often, but I realize you're very busy and you have your repro craft apply elsewhere.
Right.
So,
Junior, I've enjoyed our time.
Hey, Corby. Mike. I mean, repro man. Good to see you.
Did Norm just call for
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Norm.
Guess what I have in my underwear.
I don't know what.
I have a rather large pig.
A pig.
That's the best one of the day.
God. Hey, Mike.
Yes, Norm.
I have a name for Mike Butt.
What would that be, Norm?
The poop deck.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how you're going to follow that.
I don't either.
Foofa.
How about with some commercials?
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, no.
Yes, Norm.
Guess what I have in my butt.
I don't know what, Norm.
I have a rather large pig.
Oh. Oh.
Good Lord.
Oh, boy, we just couldn't wait for that, could we?
That's,
Wow. In a restaurant.
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
In a restaurant.
It's a good thing that you're not at Texas Landon Pig.
What?
Y'all were at Texas Landing Cattle.
Oh, okay.
No, shoot.
That all happened. That happened in our lives.
Shoopy, shoopy.
Oh, you're one of a kind, Shoopy.
I hate for...
You sure you don't want to rethink?
I guarantee you he does every day.
You never know. Maybe I'll just come in on Monday and act like nothing happened.
Yeah, that'd be good.
What resignation letter?
It's going to be tough killing you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I hate to do it.
Maybe we can get Kevin Scott to run the board.
When are you going to post your resignation letter so everybody can see it?
I might be able to do that tonight.
Yes, I think we all need
to
see
this. Was there a resignation letter?
Yeah, there had to be.
Wait a minute. When you turn in your 2 weeks, you have to write a letter?
Yeah.
I ain't doing that.
No, I'm just saying I'll be gone in 2 weeks.
I'm dropping about 50 F-bombs after I get out of delay, and I'm walking out of this thing with both middle fingers in the air.
That's right.
When I am done right then, right there.
I am too.
That is it.
I'm going to the...
I walk out that door, and nobody is ever going to see my ass again.
Not me. I'm launching 30 F-bombs, and then I'm going to the middle of Mockingbird and Abrams with the Bruce Willis sandwich board.
Oh, my God.
If you're going out,
over
you
there by
you go out, man.
Do.
Let's go out.
Why would you
over
go
by
to
Fuzzies?
Yeah, like by Boston Market. You can stand there with that damn sandwich board.
This'll show them.
Yeah.
You really want to make a statement?